This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's health infrastructure has become stronger in the past few years. Addressing a post-budget webinar on Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, fulfilling the aspirations of people, Mr. Modi said that fulfilling the aspirations of the people is not merely a matter of discussion, but the very foundation of the budget and the commitment of the government.
Bharat aaj preventive aur holistic health ke liye ek vishal vision par kaam kar raha hai. पिछले कुछ वर्षों में देश का हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मजबूत हुआ है. सैकड़ों जिलों में नए नए मेडिकल कॉलेज खुल गए हैं. आयुष्मान भारत योजना, आरोग्य मंदिरों के माध्यम से स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं की पहुंच गांव-गांव तक बढ़ाई गई है.
Emphasizing the rise of care economy, Mr. Modi said that the growing global demand for caregivers is creating new skill-based employment opportunities for lakhs of young people in the country.
हमारे योग और आयुर्वेद पूरी दुनिया में पॉपुलर हो रहे हैं. आप सभी इसके विभिन्न पहलुओं पर संवाद अवश्य करेंगे, लेकिन एक अहम विषय जिसका मैं जिक्र करना चाहूंगा वो है केयर इकोनॉमी. आने वाले दशक में देश में सीनियर सिटीजन्स की संख्या तेजी से बढ़ेगी. इसके अलावा आज वर्तमान में दुनिया के कई देशों में केयर गिवर्स की भारी मांग है. इसलिए अब हेल्थ सेक्टर में लाखों युवाओं के लिए नई स्किल आधारित रोजगार के नए अवसर तैयार हो रहे हैं.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate the tension in West Asia. Making a statement in the lower house on the situation in West Asia, Dr. Jaishankar said the Indian government had issued a statement on the 20th of last month regarding the situation, expressing deep concerns and had urged all sides to exercise restraint.
On 20th February, expressing its deep concern and urging all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation, and prioritize the safety of civilians. We believe, and we continue to believe, that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. Sir, it is also imperative that the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states in the region be respected.
The External Affairs Minister said that this ongoing conflict is of particular concern to India as it is a neighbouring region. The Minister said MEA has set up a dedicated special control room to monitor the situation and respond to queries. Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following protests by opposition members demanding a discussion on the West Asia situation. When the House reassembled at 3 p.m, presiding officer Jagdambika Pal asked Congress MP Mohammad Javed to move the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. However, opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans, forcing adjournment of the House till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions in West Asia. The House also paid tributes to Shillong MP Dr. Ricky Andrew Sinkon and four former members and congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. The Rajya Sabha has taken up a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. Initiating the discussion, Ghanshyam Tiwari of BJP said, since ancient times, India's culture has been attached with the nature and environment. He lauded the efforts of the government taken to protect the environment, including increasing the forest cover. Stressing that water security is inseparable from environmental governance, Ayodhya Rami Reddy Allah of YSRCP said government must focus on water security. In hockey, Indian women's team will face Scotland in their second Pool B match of the AFIH Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices closed more than 1.5% lower today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.